So we just know that the end is almost near. With all these same things happening, we know that in prophecy it was talking about all these earthquakes. We've always had them, but they're becoming more and more frequent. So we know that time is coming. When Jesus is coming again, we all glory in that. And that very soon we're going to be able to see our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's one of the reasons that we're here this morning as brothers and sisters in Christ. To hear the word from the Lord, but to come into God's presence as he has asked us. The Sabbath comes every week, and it will throughout eternity. And the opportunity that we will have in the new earth to come each Sabbath to the new Jerusalem and to listen from the own words of our Savior, Jesus, our Lord of Lords and our King of Kings. And we won't have to fear anything. No fear. All of our fear will be gone yet. But we still will have that fear of the Lord and that, his wisdom, his understanding, that, and to displease him. We're so afraid that we're going to displease God. And if we follow the words in this book, we know that we won't. We'll still make mistakes, but we'll know how to follow. We know the pathway that we are to lead to the eternal kingdom. So as we're going to talk about wisdom today, to discern the things of God, and let's start with prayer. Our kind and gracious Heavenly Father, yes, as brothers and sisters in Christ, we have come together on this Sabbath morning to worship Thee, to praise Thy holy name, Father, to thank Thee for Jesus, our Lord of Lords and our King of Kings, the assurance that one day soon we will be able to be with Him, the assurance of eternal life. We know that there are things that we need to do. They are not to gain us anything, but we need to follow the dictates coming from Your Word, Father. And we pray that as we read them in our minds and we put them into our hearts, that we will truly be children of the living God. Well, wisdom. What is wisdom? In today's the wisdom is the wisdom in the relationship that we have with God. Wisdom, understanding, to be wise, act circumspect. How many of you think you have wisdom this morning? How many of you think you have a head knowledge? We all have head knowledge. But the knowledge that we really need to know is the knowledge of God and what He has done for us. And we can read that in His Word, to be wise in mind, word, or act, to be prudent, to act wisely, give attention to, and to ponder. And as we today, I have a lot of verses from Proverbs, so we're not going to read them, all of them, because it would take too long. But if you were first to turn to 1 Kings 3, verses 9 through 12. 1 Kings 3, 9 through 12. Here, Solomon had the opportunity to ask of God anything that he wanted. And here, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad, for who is able to judge this thy so great a people? God's answer was, and the speech pleased the Lord, that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding, to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise unto thee. And we know the blessings that God gave upon Solomon, much more beyond whatever he even thought that he would do, But our book of Proverbs contains many of the wisdom that we need that relates to all of our relationships. In our relationships with our family, with friends, our colleagues, contacts in everyday life. We need wisdom. We need the right wisdom. And as Christians, we're to conduct themselves with wisdom. You know, we need to conduct ourselves with that. And we find some of that in Ephesians 5, 15, and 16. Ephesians 5, 15, and 16. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Are we wise this morning? Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Yes, we know that the days are evil as we see all that's happening here in the world. We know that evil is upon us. We're almost at a point there where we are just like before the flood, going on about our business, not worrying about anything but ourselves, you know. But using wisdom from this book can bring people many benefits. We can use the wisdom as a valuable tool and guide in everyday walks of our lives. There's nothing that we cannot need wisdom for. And an insight and understanding, wisdom, understanding. Stay there in Ephesians 5 and 5:17. I even forgot to stay there myself. Ephesians 5:17. Wherefore ye be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And that is it, to do the will of the Lord. Wisdom that we need to be able to do that. You know, he has many things for us. He's got a pathway for each of us to go. And we just pray that we are willing to do that, and we allow our wills to be his will, so that we all do the will of God, you know. In the relationship that we have with God, it is where we need the most wisdom, you know. We need that. Ellen White writes that our words and actions express the love of the Savior. And we pray that people will be able to see that with our actions and the way that we act toward everybody else, that they will be able to see Jesus in us. And in that relationship that we have with God, we can learn through Proverbs that, number one, true wisdom recognizes a need for the fear of the Lord. And why should we fear the Lord? If you turn to Proverbs 1, and we'll be in Proverbs the rest of the time now. Proverbs 1:7. Proverbs 1:7. In the first part, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And it is the beginning of knowledge, the reverence for the Lord. And the fear of the Lord is our first step in the requirement to have that true knowledge that we need to be children of the living God. You know. And then having a proper respect for God. There are many people out there that don't have the respect for God. Many out there that don't even believe in God. But we will that we'll be receptive to the Word, and that is part of our business, to go out and give the gospel message and give it in such a way that through the Holy Spirit, other people will be respectful to the Word of God, you know. And in the second part there in verse 7, it tells us, fools despise wisdom and instruction. I pray that we're not fools this morning as we have come together to worship our God and Savior. The fear of the Lord is valuable because it prolongs life. You find that in Proverbs 10:27. By keeping one away from evil, 16:6, and keeping one untouched by evil, 19:23. It also improves the quality of life, 22:4. And if you would turn to 14:26, and there in Proverbs 14:26. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. You know, when you have that. Also, by providing refuge. We read that in the second part of 26 there. By making life in an overflowing experience. We find that in 14:27, the first part. And by helping us to avoid the pitfalls which could destroy us. That's in the second part of 14:27. And we know that there's many pitfalls out there that we fall into. Sometimes we aren't able to get back out of those pitfalls. But with the help of the Lord, we can. He'll pick us up. He'll put us back onto the right path. And that we can continue to follow Him. And that's the wisdom that we need. The fear of the Lord gives us quality of life as well as quantity of days. And I think that we both can, all of us can have that quality of life. It's maybe not what we want. We don't have that quality that we all want. But yet, in many ways, it is enough. God will take care of us no matter what. Quantity of days, there's ones here that are approaching the ages, getting near that 90 mark and beyond, So we just pray that we all will have the quality of life that we want. And second, true wisdom recognizes that some things are an abomination to God. Abomination is defined as something which is worthy or causing loathing or hatred, something which is detestable. And in other words, we can see that as true wisdom understands that God hates some things with a loathing disgust. And one, and we even mentioned it in Sabbath school this morning, a proud look, and that's proud, pride. We read that in 16:5. A lying tongue, 12:22. Hands that shed innocent blood, and that's murder. We see that happening every day. If you would turn to 15:26, Proverbs 15:26. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord. We see that there so much there. But the words of the pure are pleasant words. We can have pleasant words in every day of our life, every aspect of our lives, and we pray that we do have pleasant words with ourselves, with our families, with our friends, with our colleagues, with our brothers and sisters in Christ. A heart that devises wicked plans. And we know that there are many people out there that are doing that, devising wicked plans. At 15:26. Feet that run swiftly to evil. 15:9, and there's also many people out there that are doing. It seems that they, running faster and faster every day to evil. They want to do things that are wrong when they know right and wrong. We all know right and wrong, but yet there are so many out there that are doing. A false witness who speaks lies. We see that every day. It's in 17:15. The lies that are spoken out there in all of our lives, too, and it's in family, it's in friends, at our workplaces, and all there. Even many people believe that the government is lying to us. The politicians, how many politicians can we believe, really, by what they say and how they act? One who sows discord among brethren. We know that that happens too, right here in the church. The discord that is many days is sown among us. False weights by which others are cheated. 11:1. We know that that happens too. Because I used to work in one store, and they had it fixed, the scale fixed, so that it was about 2 ounces higher than what it should have been. So we know that they're out there to gain wealth. Because they think that that's what they need. Money buys everything, and they think that they need money so bad there. Committing wickedness, 16:12. And there are so many people out there that are committing wickedness. And in a very near future, we're going to see it very much more with the children of God, with the people of the world want to do wicked things with the people of God, because they think that we have caused all the problems that they have in their life than that are in the world. The sacrifice or the worship of the wicked, 15:8. The prayers of those who ignore the laws of God, 28:9. And if we are Christians and we're walking in wisdom before God, we will certainly avoid anything that God loathes and detests. As we look at the Word of God, we see that what God wants of us. You know, everything good. He wants everything good. He wants us to give us everything that we need. And we know in a very near future we are going to have that. We're going to have Jesus face to face. To be able to be with Jesus every day. To walk this new earth as it will be. I'm waiting for the time that I'll be able to travel to the other worlds. Talk to the atoms of those worlds. And then come back here and talk to all the saints of the old from the Old Testament. Enoch, Methuselah, all these, Abraham, all these saints, the apostles, to speak to them and, you know, sit down and listen to their stories that they're going to have, you know. And the third one is true wisdom recognizes that our relationship with God is affected by our relationship with others. We have that right relationship with God, we're going to have the right relationship with others. And especially with the poor and the needy. How we treat them reflects how we treat God. 14:31. If you make fun at their plight, beware. 17:5. Then if you would turn to 19:17. Chapter 19, verse 17. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath gives you, he pays him again. You know that. Those who rob the poor will be punished. Chapter 22, verses 22 and 23. Then the widows and the fatherless. God is concerned for the widows. 15:25. He will redeem the fatherless who are abused, and we see that happening every day. Here, 23:10 and 11. And then one that concerns all of us, because we all have them, our enemies. How do we treat our enemies? God tells us in His Word how we are to do that. The Lord is not pleased when we rejoice over the defeat of our enemies. 24:17 and 18. And even though we want to defeat our enemies, no, we're not to rejoice over it, because they are sinners also. They have the same opportunity that we have to be controlled by God. And if we act the way that we should and act right through the Holy Spirit, they may be converted also. And then the reward to those that when we show kindness to our enemies, you know, we know that it's hard to do. Chapter 25, 21, and 22. You know, it's hard to show kindness sometimes to our enemies. And as we close today, what wisdom can we glean from Proverbs? Simply that if we fear the Lord and do what pleases Him. That's what it is, to fear the Lord and do what pleases Him. We can be content in this life. And as I said before, the fear of the Lord is the fear that we're going to displease Him. And we know that many times we do that. We've done that, every one of us. But the good news is that if we repent, He forgives us. He will repent, He will forgive us of every sin that we've ever done or will do. That's the assurance that God gives us. And if we avoid the things that God hates, if we treat others, and that includes family, friends, colleagues, our brothers and sisters in Christ, and if we treat them with righteousness and justice, our relationship with our God will be on a solid foundation. And that's what we need, a solid foundation with God. And the last one is chapter 16, verse 20. 16, verse 20. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whosoever trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Happy in the Lord. I pray this morning that each one of us, as brothers and sisters in Christ, that we are happy in the Lord. We know that we have trials, we have problems in our lives, our families have problems, but we can still be happy in the Lord. And if we have placed our trust in the Lord by humbly submitting to His Word, we can have that. We can be happy in the Lord, and it will continue throughout eternity as we are with God and with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior and our Redeemer, our Judge, our Advocate. He is our everything. And it is only through the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ that we can have all of this, that we can have eternal life, and that one day soon we will be with our Lord and Savior, Jesus.